Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, here with another virtual cup of coffee with top veterans in the civilian workforce. Today is episode number 293 with the legendary Coach K.
You know, my mom, who never went to high school, told me, you know, before I went to West Point, she says, you know, make sure you're on the right bus. And what she meant was, you're driving your own bus. And she said, only let good people on your bus. And if you get on someone else's bus, make sure they're good people. And by being around good people, good things will happen for you. And I've followed that advice my whole life. And, you know, my bus has been fortunate to go into a lot of really neat places.
Well, normally I start off by giving you a few reasons to listen to the episode, but honestly, this is Coach K. I know nothing about sports, and even I know about Coach K. Hailing back to my days trying to escape from the Naval Academy, my friend Scott and I would go down to Duke University to hang out with a friend of mine from high school. Hearing her and her friends talk about Coach K with reverence started my own esteem for this incredible man. Despite his insanely busy schedule, Coach K took time to speak with me and the Beyond the Uniform audience about how his military experience shaped his coaching philosophy, how he crosses the generational gap to motivate his players, how to overcome failure, how to achieve work-life balance, and more. We didn't have time at the start of the interview. Like normally, I would just read a bio. I wanted to make the most of my time with him. So here is a brief bio, very much abbreviated, about Coach K. So Mike Krzyzewski, also known as Coach K, is a graduate of West Point. He is a living legend in 38 seasons at Duke. He is a Naismith Hall of Fame coach, a 5-time national champion, a 12-time Final Four participant, a 6-time gold medalist as head coach of the U.S. men's national team, and is the winningest basketball coach in Division I men's basketball history. As always, at beyondtheuniform.org, you'll find show notes with links with more information about Coach K. You'll also find over 290 other episodes just like this. So with that, let's dive in to my conversation with Coach K. Well, the first question I had was, I'd love to learn more about how your military experience helped shape your coaching philosophy.
Well, we're both very fortunate to attend, I attended the United States Military Academy and Naval Academy, and West Point really is the foundation for everything I've done in my career. It taught me how to be a leader. It taught me how to overcome setbacks, failure, and how to work as a team. It really set the stage for everything that I've done in my career, to include the 5 years that I was an officer.
Another thing I was wondering about is that as previous guests on the show, we've had military veterans who've had careers as NFL players, PGA golfers, and NASCAR drivers, but examples of veterans who enter into professional sports in some capacity are pretty far and few between. And I'm curious if you have any advice for listeners who may aspire to enter into professional sports in some capacity after their military service.
Well, you know, there are many, many people in our country who understand the value of a veteran and in any occupation, because the one thing a veteran has is a commitment to something beyond himself or herself. They want to be a part of something bigger than them, and they're willing to pay the sacrifices, make the sacrifices necessary for success. They're also great learners, and they're okay about learning new things and working with people. They check all those boxes, and I think they're also humble, so they sometimes don't understand how great they are. And my suggestion is to write people, call, you know, let people know that they're available. And you might be shocked with the response that you would get.
That's great. I'm also wondering, how do you bridge the generational gap and motivate your players?
You know, it's a great question. And I actually spoke to the Corps of Cadets about a month ago, and I spoke to them about this topic. I said, it's really the responsibility of the leader to connect with the group that he or she has the honor to lead. I'm 72 years old. I keep getting older, but the group that I have to deal with maintains the same age, 18 to 22. And along the time that I've been coaching for 45 years, I have had to adapt in how I connect many times. And when I coached the United States national team for 11 years and all the pros, I had to adapt then too. That's something every leader needs to do. Now, what you do not change is what you connect with. And those are the values that your team, organization, business have, whether they be integrity, duty, courage, respect, loyalty, things like that. Those things never change. But how you connect, that you have to adapt. And that's the leader's responsibility to be able to do that.
That's fantastic. And you had spoken earlier about learning back at West Point how to overcome failure. What advice do you have for listeners about overcoming failure and overcoming losses?
Well, you know, we learned there. First of all, in order to change a limit, you know, in order to get better, you are going to fail or get knocked back. Otherwise, you could buy that. You can't buy it. You have to experience it. And when you are knocked back, what I learned there was that failure was never a destination for an academy graduate. And that's part of the journey to success. And so when you are knocked back, you learn why and you make the appropriate changes. Along with that, though, one of the reasons you get knocked back is because you're doing it alone. And another thing I learned at the academy is to be on good teams. A team might be needed to accomplish what you individually are trying to accomplish. And so don't stay with the destination of failure and look to develop teams. And that team could be just another person, a team of two or a team of five. But teamwork, you know, be a part of something bigger than you, and you'll accomplish more if you develop and be on good teams.
That's great. I love that thought of using that team to really buoy someone in those failures and to help them through that. Another question that go ahead.
No, I love the way you use buoy.
Yep.
The entire Naval Academy graduate.
Yep. I'm not even sure what the Army equivalent term would be, but the Navy pokes
Either
around that.
I'm trying to think of it right now, and I can't think of it.
You know, a question we get, Coach K, from listeners a lot is around work-life balance. And I'm just thinking of you. You are continuously competing at the top of the top of this sport. I'm just curious, any advice you have on work-life balance in general and how you stay sane amidst such a crazy schedule?
Well, we try to teach even my kids here at Duke that go into the pros, balance, you know, that you can't get just consumed with what you're physically doing, like being a player. You have to develop people skills. Faith is huge. You know, remember your family. And to be involved in something, not just that occupation. And so for me in coaching, my wife and I just celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary. And we've always worked as a team and kept our family involved. You know, my 3 daughters, 10 grandchildren, you know, we try to keep family first. And then, you know, whatever faith you have, I think faith is important, where you recognize there's somebody you can go to, you know, a higher being, and how you do that can give you strength in times where you need strength. And then to be involved with, if you can, with outside activities. We're involved with many charities. We run a center here in Durham named after my mother, the Emily Krzyzewski Center, where we help about 270 kids who are there, low-income kids, to from K to college, to get their education. And we've been involved with that for 13 years, and every kid that's gone through has gotten a college education. They've been admitted to college, and in our area, only 1 in 5 low-income kids ever get to college. And our center has been 100% effective. And that, where you know you're doing something else besides winning basketball games or making money.
That's great. Well, I know we only have time for one more question, and the short version of it is the secret to your success. But I'm just curious, because the amount that you've achieved in your career, and you're constantly around people who are high achieving in basketball, I'm just curious what advice you have to military veteran listeners listening who aspire to do great things in their civilian career.
Well, you know, I've just kept it simple. I never thought I would be coaching in national championship games and winning some of them. We've won 5, or being the U.S. coach and, you know, in the Olympics and all these things. And sometimes you pinch yourself and you say, well, how did that happen? And I think one of the main ways it happens is you do what you love. If you can find out what you love and you try to do that, you really are never working. You know, you're always doing what you love. And then to not have a rear view mirror when you do accomplish something, don't look back, look forward into how can I do it again? You know, don't live in the past, but live in the present, and don't live that much into the future either. You know, in other words, be in the moment. And I've tried to be in the moment my whole life, and it's helped me. And same thing with the people that you meet. You know, at the end of the day, we're all human beings, and somebody accomplishes a little bit more. Sometimes that, you know, things are favorable for that person. You know, be yourself, be confident, and be honest. Be honest with the people you're with, and be honest with yourself. And things will work out. You know, my mom, who never went to high school, told me, you know, before I went to West Point, she says, you know, make sure you're on the right bus. And what she meant was, you now are in, you're driving your own bus. And she said, only let good people on your bus. And if you get on someone else's bus, make sure they're good people. And by being around good people, good things will happen for you. And I've followed that advice my whole life. And, you know, my bus has been fortunate to go into a lot of really neat places.
Well, Coach K, thank you so much for what you do for the military community. And thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, well, thank you for what you're doing. It's an honor to be on. And you know, I wish you success in the, you know, the program that you're running to help our military veterans. It's certainly necessary.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Justin.
Surface.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Quick couple admin points. We release brand new episodes every single Monday and Thursday. Those are usually recorded about a month or so before they go live. Every Monday and Thursday, we have an interview, usually almost always with a military veteran about their civilian career. More and more, we're starting to add in experts who may not be veterans, but may have some expertise that will help the military veteran community. Saturdays, I typically post more of a behind-the-scenes episode, which is a free-form format. I try to use what I'm calling a mullet format, and by that I mean business up front, party in the back, talking through admin points, professional topics related to the podcast. It might be a conversation I had that week. It might have been an interview I had that week, but just trying to share things that are top of mind that may help you in more of a free form, straight from the heart format. And then the party in the back is the personal side of things, just kind of more free-flowing thoughts on life, on improving oneself, just kind of whatever's going on in life and trying to be authentic and honest about those things as well. Special thanks. We have an all-volunteer army of people behind Beyond the Uniform making this possible. We do this on our lunch breaks, on our evenings, on our weekends, because we love the military community. We want to give back. We want to make a difference. We want that as part of the purpose in our life that we valued in the military. So special thanks to Steve Bain. Steve does pretty much everything. He helps secure guests. He does our newsletter. He keeps the reels rolling and keeps me sane. Kathleen Dillon, the first person to join our team. She writes text transcripts of every single episode. It's wild. She keeps up with two of these a week despite a demanding career and education right now. But those transcripts help us get more SEO value, helps her audience more. Andrew Woolridge is our data guru. He helps us understand the numbers, which is the easiest way for us to figure out how we can better support you, and adds kind of the data oversight for that. Rick Healy does all of our social media. He is gaining more and more of an audience for us by getting our videos, getting our podcasts out on social channels. The best way to stay in contact with us is if you go to beyondtheuniform.org. There is a newsletter. You'll have a little pop-up that comes up. You can put your email in. We email twice per month. We try to be respectful, but it is a great way to get appraised of upcoming events, upcoming interviews, promos where companies are giving discounts to Beyond the Uniform listeners, and more. This does cost money to put on. We are committed to not charging veterans directly, and the way that we kind of offset costs is through corporate sponsors. So if you know of a company that would like to get in front of a military audience and their families, that's one way that we can both add value to our members, but also offset the costs of Beyond the Uniform and give us a little bit of budget to start expanding what we're doing. So that's the best way you can help us. If that's not something that you can do, a positive review on iTunes is greatly appreciated. Have a wonderful week. We will be back Monday, Thursday, and Saturday with more interviews. And keep up the listening. Take care.